What did you call that little room off the kitchen that you store food and
pantry?
Did your parents call it a pantry or?
Okay. Then my grandfather, he had a pantry, and then he had a building out behind the house. He called it a smokehouse. That's where he kept all the meat.
Smoked hams
and
really?
Sausage and stuff. Oh yeah. Well, he always had some hogs and cows and chickens. Mm-hmm. You know, when you kill a hog, you more smoke the hounds, and always had them in the smoke.
You ever had those? You were eating Smithfield ham? It's just real salty.
No.
My grandma used to bring them down.
I don't know. It might be just what we call country ham. That's cured in salt and smoked.
It's like eating an anchovy or something, you know?
Wow.
It's good.
Yeah, it definitely is. Did you ever have a room like where you put old furniture and stuff in, like in your grandfather's house that just wasn't any good? You know, you didn't want to throw it away, but you just kind of put it in the room.
No. Any of his old furniture or anything that got old and he didn't want to throw away, he always took it to the barn.
Sorted the barn.
And sorted the barn.
Did he ever have something like a junk room, or did he ever have a room that he called the junk room? Or?
Well, yeah. My mother, we always what we called the junk room.
That's my bedroom at home.
Well, the junk room in our home is in that diagram I showed you there in the back, next off from the den.
Mm-hmm.
Back there in the back. Actually, we called that a junk room, but yet it was big enough. It was one side of it was more or less where the washing machine and dryer was at, and clothes and all was packed in there. And just, you know, get it out of the way for the time being. That was the junk room, and then you had the bath that went in there.
Yeah,
my
room
was
always.
It's not what it just wasn't like a normal bathroom. Like it was up closer to the front of the house, but that was just strictly a bathroom.
Yeah,
and. That was the junk room back there.
Oh, okay. what would you be doing now? Say if your mother, your grandmother was sweeping the floor and going around dusting things and cleaning the windows every once in a while and cleaning the kitchen, washing dishes. What would you call, or how would you tell me what she was doing?
Cleaning up the house.
Okay. What is it that she used to sweep with?
Broom.
Mm-hmm. Did she just have, or your grandmother, did she just have one type of broom?
Well, she had a broom for the house, and then she had a, or what they call an old swish broom.
Mm-hmm.
She swept the yard with.
Just
a bunch of, you know, saplings, you might say, tied together, and she got to sweep the yard with.
Yeah. Was it made out of that straw? Like
no, not necessarily straw. This was just more or less just a young little, I'm not talking about tall. I'm just talking about real small little oaks or something like that, hickories that they tie together, you know, with some string or rope or something, and she'll get out there and sweep the yards with that swish broom.
Okay.
Yard, they might have heard it called yard brooms. I've heard it both ways.
Okay. Say if your grandmother put a broom someplace, say if it wasn't in front of the door. Where would it be?
Behind the door.
Okay. Say if did your grandma used to do a certain thing on Mondays? She get all the clothes together, go through the old process?
No. Wednesday was her wash day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Oh. And she done her house cleaning on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday and Friday, those are the days you left home. Okay. See if what would you call, you know, your washing and ironing together? You might say your mother's doing the